Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 30th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by our great friend, Kate Carlson, from the Wood County Health Department. Kate, good to see you.
Thanks, James. Yes, I'm Kate Carlson from the Wood County Health Department, here to talk to you a little bit about clean sweep and some recycling and some air quality stuff.
Yeah. We're going to make sure we have time for that. But I do, if you don't mind, Kate, want to first up start off with, first, thank you to you and the whole Wood County Health Department. God, we appreciate you guys. We have your back. We thank you so much for the work you do for this community. And along with that, how are things going at the department? Everything moving along really? You guys had a good summer?
Everything's going along just fine. We got the farmer's market going, lunch by the river, and got the couple new programs going on and full staff, and we're doing all good.
I think after the pandemic, I think there was a real influx of asking how our health departments are doing and those things. I don't want to stop doing that. I want to continue to do those things and check in on you guys and see how you guys are doing and let you know how much we appreciate you. Because I don't want another pandemic just so that we can appreciate you guys and our great medical industry a little bit more. So
yeah, public health was in the spotlight a lot.
Yeah. So let's get into clean sweep and let's talk about this. It's one of the bigger events in our area that isn't necessarily a party, but it brings so many people and it's such an important event. And going forward, Kate, this event has been around a long time. While it's always been important, it just feels like in the recent years and going forward, it's going to be even more and more vital as we get more and more electronics and more products that we're not sure what to do with when they're done with use, where to go with them.
Absolutely. And I've learned that in Wood County, there's no place to get rid of hazardous waste that's chemical waste. Yeah. There's no option. Mm-hmm. You can't even pay to get rid of it. You can't go to the landfill and pay. I went on their website, and they do have a program, but it's not offered in Wisconsin. So there's actually no way except half of a day a year when we have this clean sweep program. And it's really important. People don't realize you cannot pour this stuff out in your drain. Because what that you're doing then is it's going right back into your, if you're on a well, it's going to go right into your drain field and onto your property and could contaminate your well or your neighbor's well. And if you're on city water, municipal water, the wastewater treatment plant has to use so many more chemicals to counteract and clarify the water and clean the water and sanitize the water if you're dumping all that down the drain. And with no other options, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah. I know that the PFAS talk is getting to a point where we're losing people because we're hearing it so much. But we're not going to be able to stop talking about it if we don't start, you know, doing some of these things that continue to shoot ourselves in the foot, basically.
Absolutely. Just because things go downstream does not mean they're going away. Those forever chemicals stay in the ground. Just because we have sand country around here doesn't mean it's filtering out all that stuff. It can go right back into your own well.
Kate, one of the things that I think is always good to touch on with this topic when we're talking about clean sweep is getting into right away the items that aren't accepted. We don't want to waste the volunteers' time at clean sweep. We appreciate them so much and all the good people that are working on this. We certainly don't want to waste our community's time. You bring something down there, you're just going to have to bring it right back home. So let's cut that off and get to things that are not accepted at clean sweep.
So there's quite a few things like antifreeze, appliances, batteries, electronics. We're not taking the explosives or fluorescent light bulbs. No high-pressure cylinders. Latex paint, that can be just dried out and put in your regular garbage. Mm-hmm. Motor oil and tires and smoke detectors. So it's basically just chemicals that we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. But we do have a list of recycled products that in our office and on our website for people to get rid of some of those items. So if you're looking to get rid of, you know, your motor oil, we do have a list of a couple people in the area and in Marshfield throughout the whole county that accept these items.
Yeah. And it's, you're really just a phone call or a search engine away from finding these places.
Yep. Just give us a call. The unfortunate thing is it's only half a day a year, and it would be more than that, but we don't have the need. Yeah. Nobody's coming. Like, a lot of people do not come to clean sweep. Like that electronics recycling last week, I mean, there was miles of cars waiting to get rid of their stuff for free. We're not seeing that at clean sweep. But if we want to have these services in our community, we need to talk to our local municipalities. You need to get a hold of your representatives, your county board members, your city representatives.
Yeah, yeah.
And just let them know that you want recycling in our county. Portage County has a transfer site. Adams County has a transfer site. Most other counties have a place to take this stuff on a normal basis, but we do not. So we need to be proactive and let people know that this is a service that we want.
And we have to create new habits.
Yes.
I love this area. I love the people of this area. I don't want it to be taken, you know, twisted here or anything. But we all, and this is especially small towns, you have a tendency to continue to do what your parents did and their parents did and what tradition is or what you just always did. Well, we've just always thrown the motor oil over here or whatever.
Right,
why would we stop doing that?
That's
or what
the
have
pit
you?
Behind the shed. That's where it's always gone.
Right. And to piggyback on what you're saying, if there aren't other options, you know, not to say that they don't have another option, that, oh, well, what else can they do? I mean, you certainly can hang on to the item until you can get rid of it. But to them, in this perspective, in this old mentality of thinking, well, this is what my dad did. This mm-hmm. is what I, you know, my grandpa did or whatever. We need the people to speak up on this more. We need
right.
people to put these things into actions more and to help us with this. I think that I don't think I have to ask you, you know, journalistically or anything, do you think we need another day? I think that's kind of clear to us, to the audience.
Absolutely.
We need the people of the community to speak up on this as well, to back us on this. It's pretty far-fetched to think that we're one of the only towns that doesn't need a whole day or doesn't need a service system or service in town for this.
Right, right. We have a landfill right here in town, and we just need to let them know that we want this and they can build it. But if they don't know that we're going to come, they're not going to build it and waste their money. So, but the reason I know it's an issue because people call me all the time and they say, you know, my parents just died.
Mm-hmm.
We have all their stuff from their house. What do I do with it? I live in Georgia. I'm just up here for 2 weeks to clean this out. What
yeah.
do I do with it?
Yeah.
Clean sweeps in September, I tell them. And they're like, well, what good does that do me? And I say, there's no really other choice that you have. You can take them back to your own municipality and get rid of them. They're like, well, I'm on a plane. I'm not flying back.
Yeah.
So what are people supposed to do? You don't plan ahead for deaths. And,
mm-hmm.
and so you're not cleaning out things. You know how mom and dad are. You're not throwing that away. I can still
yeah.
use that.
Yeah.
So. But, you know, the old stuff that's in the garage, the old stuff that's in the house, basement, go through that stuff. It doesn't matter if you don't know what it is. Just don't mix anything together because it could be hazardous.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring stuff even if you don't know if it's on the list. We do have a exchange table. So if there's something like that's really good and you're like, well, I really don't want to get rid of this stuff, you know, somebody could use this. Like Thompson's water seal or an open can of, or an unopened can of paint or something, you can
mm-hmm.
bring that in and we'll put it on the exchange table. And believe me, people do come and pick that stuff up because
yeah.
they want that stuff for free.
It's so important that when you see these needs in our community, you're reaching out to our constituents, out to our representatives,
right,
and letting them know that this is important to us. We want to fight for this. We want more of this in our community.
And if they don't hear about it, they're hearing other people's voices are louder, and
mm-hmm.
we're just not speaking up enough. So
yeah.
we need this.
Yeah. We just had Senator Patrick Tesner with us. So a perfect example of this. Reach
exactly.
out to Senator Tesner. Reach out to Representative Krug. Reach out to our people.
Mm-hmm.
I know these individuals. I know they want to hear from you. So they want to do their job. In order to do their job, they got to hear from you. So here, you know, reach out to them, people.
And that's kind of an initiative right now is air and water quality is a big initiative in Wisconsin. So, you know, we can't just talk about it. We have to actually do it
yep.
and participate in ourselves and be part of that solution.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the guidelines for Clean Sweep, especially for those out there that may have not, you know, used the services before or taken in the day before. What are some things to know going into this?
So when you come to Clean Sweep, you basically just drive up. There's a line that will make sure you know mm-hmm. you're going, and you don't even get out of the car. We just ask you what kind of stuff you have. You pop your trunk, and workers will come take the stuff out for you. So you don't have to touch it. You don't have to get dirty. If you had somebody help you load it up, you don't have to worry about unloading it or
mm-hmm.
hurting your back or anything like that. There are trained professionals, and they actually are like Veolia employees that come from a special plant, and they bring a semi full of all these barrels, and then they know what chemicals go in what barrels, and then they take it to a special incinerator and take care of it responsibly,
mm-hmm.
where we are not doing that responsibly, even by putting it down the drain. I mean, we're diluting it when we're doing that, but we're still putting chemicals down the drain.
Should the materials be identified if need be? I mean, certainly if you have a chemical in a bucket, you probably want to let them know what that chemical is.
Yeah, I mean, if there's labels on it, keep the labels on. Don't take the labels off. But if it's some unknown thing, bring it, because they'll probably take that too.
So that was in my very next question. So if it's an unknown thing, like I'm not, it's a mystery thing. I don't remember even where I got that.
Exactly.
But still bringing it.
It came in the house. It's in this bucket. I never had it open. I don't even know what's in that bucket.
I think we all can relate to that. I think we all have at least one item like that in our house. I'm pretty sure at least. What are some tips for transporting these items?
You know, just put them in a container where they're not going to spill. Mm. We don't want anything spilling in the back of your car. Put it in a sturdy box. Make sure everything's tight, so if you were sniffing it or seeing what was in it, that you didn't leave the lid on, because we don't want a mess, and we don't want a mess in the parking lot. It'll be at the Saratoga Town Hall, so just want to keep it secure.
Not Tupperware. Probably don't want to use Tupperware for this stuff.
No.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah. Good point. Good point. How about you know, when it comes to the, I know for I'm not alone on this one. If I'm going out, I like to get everything done. I'm going to get this place and this place. I'm going to do that kind of thing. This is one of those times, though, where you probably just want to go A to B. Just bring the items straight to the site.
Yeah, especially if it's going to be in your trunk. And the way the weather has been so hot, we just don't want those chemicals sitting in the back of your car. They could be off-gassing chemicals inside your car, or, you know, containers might explode if they're too hot in the trunk. So just, yeah, bring them on down, and we'll take care of all that crap for you.
Yeah. And we're speaking with Kate Carlson from Wood County Health Department. And Kate, one of the other things I'm curious about with this, because I've had this actually come up in years past when it comes to clean sweep. How much does it cost? And I thought it was kind of funny, because you and I, we're very familiar with clean sweep. We know this is a free service. But the family that I was talking to had just moved to this area. They didn't believe me. Like, they're like, no, really, what is it? And I'm like, no, seriously. And I think they thought I was trying to like sell them a bill of goods or something. Like, no, seriously, go check it out yourself. You'll see, there's no charge.
No charge at all.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that's clear to everybody, that this is a free service.
Yeah, and if you have a lot of stuff, like say you're a farm or a business or a school, we deal a lot with the schools. Those chemistry departments get the stuff's old all the time, so they bring it in. And depending on what it is and who you are, like schools, we do a discount for them as well. But if you are a business, you will be charged. And if you do want Veolia to give you an estimate, you can give them a call. The phone number is on our fact sheet, our flyer that's on our website, and just call Zach over at Veolia, and he should be able to tell you too.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to this issue and the reason we're having clean sweep and everything, there's a lot of factors, and there's some pushback in a number of areas. If what you care about is money, one of the biggest resources in Wisconsin is its environment. And the people that come to this state, the all of that. Well, we don't have that environment if we keep doing this.
Right. Right.
We're going to lose that. So we're going to lose that income. We're going to lose those residents, those people coming in. We may even lose people that stay here and live here wanting to leave. Environmentalists. This is all about caring for our planet and taking care of our planet and keeping it around. Not for us. It ain't about us people. This is about our kids, kids, kids. This is about that. It goes back to the old native proverb of we don't plant trees for us to see them grow. We plant them for our children to see them grow. So that importance of this. And just in the sense of, don't you just love having a beautiful city? Don't you like having a clean area? This adds to that. We need these days, and we need more people speaking up about these days so we can have more of these things.
Absolutely. And you know, many years ago, a lot of people remember that the river was so polluted that we couldn't even swim in it, and we just don't want it to get anywhere near that stage again.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine everybody from the northern Wisconsin putting chemicals in, and we're going to see those three-eyed frogs again.
So. Yeah, right, right. Yeah, we don't need Blinky from The Simpsons. We don't need that.
No.
Clean Sweep is taking place Saturday, September 9th, 8 to noon at this beautiful Saratoga Town Hall at 1120 State Highway 73 here in Wisconsin Rapids. Kate, is there anything else that you want to touch on with Clean Sweep that we haven't gotten a chance to?
Well, there's a couple other resources. Like, there is a Express Recycling in town. You do have to pay for items, but they do take things for free, like washers, dryers, dishwashers, and hot water heaters. They do take microwaves, computer monitors for a fee, TVs, electronics. It's only $5 for computer electronics, DVD players, VCRs. So you know, do your part. Instead of giving $5 to another charity, this is your charity. Pay the $5 and go dispose of things properly.
Mm-hmm. Kate, I wanted to take a little time to talk about the recent just the summer of wildfires we've had and the way that has affected our air. We saw a lot of it early on in summer, especially if you were going a little bit northern in the state.
Absolutely.
And those Canadian wildfires and that. What are some important things to know about this topic, getting into it?
So it's new for us, but, you know, this has been happening for a long time. I remember when I was in New York about 10 years ago, we went up to the Empire State Building, and we couldn't see anything, and somebody said it was the Canadian fires, and I was like, what? Mm. I mean, we had never heard of that in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. but now we're seeing it, and it's just a matter of the airstream, where the smoke is going through, and with the winds coming from the north, we're going to get those wildfire smoke days. And so people are calling with concerns or contacting their representatives with concerns. So what we did at the health department is just had a little study. We had an air monitor. Actually, we had two different air monitors. We went out and actually tested at some of the employees' homes.
Okay.
And everything that we found out was corresponding with whatever the news has said. So they had thought maybe there was other issues with the air in Grand Rapids, and they just didn't know if what the news was telling them was what they were actually seeing. Mm. And yes, we confirmed that the levels that we were seeing locally are the same that are on the internet or on what the news is telling us. So when the news tells you that there's bad air because of wildfires, even though you can't see it or see it very well, it's very hazardous, especially if you are immunocompromised in any way. So it's difficult for the normal person to breathe when it's like that, let alone immunocompromised. So just hate to say it, but stay in the house.
Yeah. And are there ways that your average citizen can check their air quality to know, you know, if they should be bopping outside or today's a good day to stay indoors?
Just checking those internet websites and listen to the news. They'll tell you when it's bad.
We certainly want you to stay indoors if you can. We also know that, you know, sometimes doctor's appointments, things like that come up and you're going to have to head out there. If you are somebody dealing with respiratory issues, there is poor air quality, you have to go out there. Are there recommendations for best ways to kind of care for yourself while you're out there?
Well, it's back to those COVID masks.
What I was afraid of. That's kind of what we thought. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So just take your mask with you when you go to those appointments, and that'll help a little bit. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, just like with COVID, it's not going to hurt your situation. It's going to help you filtering that out so that you're not breathing that in, getting that in your lungs. It's not like you can feel, you know, contamination in your lungs or anything. You can see it, you can smell it, but you can't feel it in your lungs. And unless you are immunocompromised and then you're coughing. And this time of year, we have the allergens too. And this summer has been so dry with these allergens. So a lot of people got hit double whammy with the smoke.
You ain't kidding.
The allergens.
Yeah. I've never had allergies my whole life. Never worried about it. This past two summers, this summer in particular, I can't figure out why I can't breathe through my nose. You know, and I'm like, what's going on and stuff. And I was joking about it. I think it was my mom that said, oh, you probably got allergies, Jimmy. What are you talking about? I'm 40 something and I did not realize that this could happen to me.
The longer you're exposed to something, then your body can develop a reaction to it, just like mold. Like if you're around a lot of mold, you might not have a mold allergy, but if you're around it all the time, you could develop a mold allergy. So
I mean, maybe it is, but I don't feel like this is common knowledge. Like I think that's just, if you take a step back, just fascinating about the human body and how interesting that can be. But more importantly, you know, for us that are dealing with it, to you out there that are and stuff, it's something to kind of catch. Because you don't want to go summer after summer after summer like this I just got a stuffy nose, or I got a summer cold, or you may actually have allergies.
Right, it's
important to look into these things. Doing an allergy test or something like that is just as important as checking the air quality oftentimes.
Absolutely. So then you just know. It's like any other health condition. You want to know what you're dealing with so you can address it properly.
Yeah. Kate, we had one last thing that we wanted to touch on before we let you go, and you can go and about your day and get away from me and all that. What did you want to touch on here?
So recently we've had people are reporting foodborne illness to the state, and that's fine, but we're wasting several days worth of investigation. If you just call our local health department, we're the ones that do the inspections. We license everybody in Wood County, Adams County, Juneau County, and we should get the foodborne illness complaint. So we need to talk to you as soon as possible. if you wait a couple days or tell the state about these things, it's going to take a couple days for them to get it to us, and other people could have been getting sick in the meantime. So if there's a problem with a restaurant, a food product that you're buying at a store, let us know, because we need to know so that other people aren't affected and we can slow the illness or get that product recalled or just do an investigation, figure out what's going on. And we are local. We're right here, local health department, Adams Juno, like I said, Marshfield. Just call the local health department, 421-8911. And so if you feel like you got sick from a facility, just give us a call. If you didn't get sick, I mean, we're going to ask you a bunch of questions. You're going to be on the phone for a little while. But just think about it. Would you want your mother or your grandkids to go to that same restaurant that same day and get the same reaction? So we don't want that happening. If there is an issue, which isn't very often, we do see about one outbreak a year in Wood County. It's affected maybe 5 to 50 people in the past. So, I mean, it can really save, you know, when we start this investigation, we need to get on it really fast, just like any other kind of investigation. And those wasted days, is crucial, just like that's why it's called the first 48, that TV show. The first 48 hours is what's really important, where we can gather the evidence. We need to ask a lot of questions about what you ate. You have to remember, you know, was there ice in your soda? What kind of drink it was? Did you have dessert? Did you have snacks that day? So we need to get your memory and get your recall of everything that you've eaten so that we can narrow down what's happening. And if it's a restaurant, you know, maybe it's one little product, but, you know, not everybody's eating that product, and so it's easier to narrow down when we have more people complaining, because it's not just, well, I ate this, this, and this. Well, if 5 other people ate similar things but all had one thing in common, then we've narrowed down that item. So it helps us if you let us know. And
these kind of things are very data heavy.
Yes.
And the more people that you are data, the more people that give you information, I had this and it did this to me. Well, okay, it wasn't that. I can take that off the list. Oh, it's got to be this. It's so, especially with something, just talking, I know we're talking about more than just this, but just looking at restaurants, there's a billion things in there that could be causing whatever that outbreak is.
Right.
And it's interesting that the law came up a little bit, because I've talked about this with Sheriff Becker before, about reaching out to our sheriff or our police departments with things that they are not in charge of and the wasted time that happens with that.
Right.
It's so vital to call the right people, to reach out to the right people, and to get that information out there, who the right people is. To know, I'm not giving people an excuse here, but to no fault to anybody's, oftentimes this issue comes up, said issue, and well, where do I go? There's so many resources nowadays.
Right.
And that's a good thing that we got multiple resources. It also just makes it harder sometimes when I was at this restaurant, I ate bad food, and Sheriff Becker's wondering why you're telling him this, you know, that kind of thing. We got to make sure that we're getting people connected to the right people, certainly, because that's we want people to be able to do their jobs, but most importantly, to the point of Kate, no matter what we're talking about here, time is of the essence. Time is always valuable, it's always important, and we're not going to be able to help people if we don't know about it sooner.
Right.
When it comes to that, so Kate, I mean, I could jump on you there. When it comes to, I'm in that situation, I have a bad experience at this particular place. Is my first call to you guys? Is that the way that I should handle that?
Either that facility directly or to us, because our first call is going to be to that facility, and we're going to say, did anyone report illness? And if you haven't even called them, then they don't even know about it. So then we're telling them that somebody called in. And so then what we do is we ask, are there any ill employees? Have they called in sick? Anybody else reported illness to them? Anything weird going on? Because it's just... seems like whenever there's an outbreak, there's a weird situation that happened. I know one time we had an outbreak, and a lady had won tickets on a radio show, to a concert. And so she was changing her methods in the kitchen, and that resulted in an outbreak. And just the littlest thing that breaks your routine. And but we need to know about it. We do the inspections. You see those inspections in the newspaper. So we are local. That's what we're doing here. We are agents of the state. So we do work for the state, but we are local here. So let the locals know.
We have Clean Sweep again coming up Saturday, September 9th, from 8 to noon over at the Saratoga Town Hall in Wisconsin Rapids. Kate, I wanted to wrap up with volunteers. Do we need volunteers for this event? Are we good?
We're good so far this year, but we're always open to if somebody wants to bring a food truck or somebody wants to volunteer, wants to learn more about the program. There is a grant that we fill out for this. We work with the UW Extension Office with that grant. If you're interested in getting your own clean sweep for your own municipality or your own group wants to participate, maybe Girl Scouts want to sell cookies there or something like that, just let us know.
And if you want to find out more, you can go to woodcountywi.gov, woodcountywi.gov. Otherwise, give our friends at Extension a call at 715-421-8440. That's 421-8440. Or the Wood County Health Department at 421-8911, 421-8911. Kate, always good talking with you.
Thank you, James.
Thanks for the time. And say hi to the staff over there for us.
Sure.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.